The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday, right? Jeez Louise, it's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. There is Brett Vesely, Big Dick Toledo, floating around here somewhere. And it's a sad Thursday for ladies. Their champion has fallen. She is down. Amy Schneider is no longer the Jeopardy champion. I watched last night as she failed to say what is Bangladesh as the final Jeopardy answer and was beaten by a guy who looks just like Paul Schaefer, only gayer. It's an unbelievable twist. So now I think somehow or another, a more feminine man beat Amy last night at Jeopardy, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on. But the streak now, ladies, the bar is set at 40 if you want to be the next great Jeopardy champion. 40 is the bar. They do that little section on Jeopardy where they interview the person. You know, like, what are you going to do with all the money and stuff like that? She's at, you know, 39, 40, whatever.
And he won 29,000, like
she,
800 or something.
You insensitive son of a bitch.
No, I'm talking about the new bald champion.
Yeah, that's right. The bald gay Paul Schaefer. More feminine than Amy, champion now. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He doesn't matter. He won't be there much longer. He just got lucky that she missed the last one. But she said in the interview, she's like, oh, I was doing this, and my girlfriend and I. And I'm like, why go through all that to still bang chicks? It just seems sort of, you know, it's kind of like the way I've put off my shoulder operation. It's just like, is it really going to be any different, you know, when it's all over? I really think my right one's okay. I'll live with it. I'll live with this slight trouble until it becomes a major problem. But if you're going to bone the same people, that's where us, quote, normal folk struggle. Uh-oh. I know, struggle with the transition.
What if it was just a gal pal? It wasn't, it was more like, this is my girlfriend.
She said my partner. Yeah, okay, she is definitely driving her female genitals into her partner.
Does she have the female genitals?
No, but I mean, the ones that she calls female, the same ones as ours. And I mean, she is oil drilling her girlfriend on the reg, as two ladies tend to do after tea in a nice tennis match. But she's no longer part of the champions run. She'll be back for Tournament of Champions and things like that. Or maybe she'll transition to another show. I don't know what she's going to be. Maybe she wants to. Maybe she sees herself as a Price is Right champion. And that's how she identifies.
Ellen's game night. That's still
she could go on that. I don't know. That's more of just a novelty act, less of a game show and more of a.
You wouldn't like to see her in Wipeout or anything like that?
I would like to see her in Wipeout. I think she'd dominate. I think she'd beat all the ladies at Wipeout. I think she'd be the number one. The time, at least, would be phenomenal. So I was giggling last night at that because, you know, while Jeopardy is also sort of in transition, making sure that their new hosts and everything, this is how they had to spend a quarter of their year. So now we have this other dude. It was like a South Park character. He looked like Mr. Mackey, the guy that beat her. He had these weird little glasses. He's Paul Schaefer.
Yellow-rimmed.
And they were green and yellow. If Paul Schaefer and Mr. Mackey had a baby, it would be this guy. But Jeopardy, I think we have something to do with it. We finally played our tribute to female champions in Jeopardy, and we closed the door on it yesterday. So congratulations, Amy. Now, will the next lady with a dick step up and go for the mark of 40 to be the greatest lady champion of all time? I still think it's great. Hilarious. I got an email from a lady. It said, your take on female Jeopardy champion. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And I saw her name. Oh, she, and then all it said was, brilliant. I'm so sick of this. And I'm like, it's bad for women. Somebody has to say so. And I think she started to say, if you're going to be a competitive, and this is a good, this is what we're talking about with the Olympics. If you're going to be a competitive or in competition in some sort of competitive field, You can't claim the throne of best woman and still and not shout out every time. No, no, no. I'm trans. Because it when it comes to breaking records, that's just not fair. And women shouldn't be happy about it. They should be like, oh, that's annoying. Because you know guys like me are going to say the greatest woman of all time was a man. And it's because I'm not
it's
wrong.
It's a fact.
You can't argue it. Yeah, I'm not like J.K. Rowling where I say it's a fact because I had to educate myself on the fact that gender is a concept and sex is a fact. Semantics, but still,
yeah.
Gender is a concept and sex is an actual fact. So when they got on J.K. Rowling, they didn't give her a break when she said gender is a fact. They didn't give her at all any sort of like, well, hold on a second. Do you know the difference between this and this? They knew what she meant, and that's where we've lost society. You know what I meant. Yeah, but, just for the future when you say it so it doesn't confuse anyone else, what you're saying is this, what you mean is this, and they're two different things. What she should have said in order to not be hated by her own Harry Potter crew is like, I don't know if we can talk about J.K. to her. I don't know if we can be seen with her anymore because what she did was so terrible.
Yeah. Sex.
Which is, yeah, if you say sex is a fact, you're right. Gender as a fact is a concept. So your gender is, you can claim whatever you want.
I'll stick with what I got.
So you are cisgender. You look down and you say, here's reality.
Yep.
I accept it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Spotify's made their choice, everybody. I don't know if you heard about the other day we talked about Neil Young. Brady just handed me this breaking news.
Great.
Neil Young said...
Is this bad news?
No, it's great news.
Oh, okay.
Neil Young said, if you keep Joe Rogan Spotify, you lose me. Get rid of all the music that I've put out on Spotify. And Spotify said, all right, where do you want it sent? And they basically said, no more. We'll take Joe Rogan. Because Neil Young brings in, and then you had that little calculator. And the guy hits the button, $140 a year. Joe Rogan, $140 million. All right, I think this is a pretty clear-cut deal. Bye, Neil. And I didn't see a lot of artists lining up behind Neil either. That's the thing. I think Neil thought he was going to
follow me.
Everybody's like, yeah, Neil Young's making a charge up the hill. Yeah, I need a little help.
Where are we going? To Sugar Mountain.
We're going to the top of Sugar Mountain. I'm going to just it's silver alert on Neil Young. He's just wandering around screaming at Spotify. he's the Don Quixote of the Spotify world. Well, Joe Rogan wins. Big deal. Because Neil Young's tired of false COVID-19 information. Hey, Neil, if that's your stance, take all your music off of the internet. All of it off of the computer. Because guess where all the false COVID-19 information lives? There.
Oh, yeah.
All of it. So you can't be on anything that starts with www or has a channel that's digital. No. So you're not taking any stand there. You're just mad at Joe Rogan. So you know what you do, Neil? You go publicly and say, Joe Rogan is an idiot and a liar, and I can't stand him. And if he ever needs my music, he'll never have it. Period. That was a weak move on his part. And what an announcement of your own irrelevance.
He'll be back when he says Cinnamon Girl was about me. I'm a girl.
Oh, yeah, he could come back and be woke.
Yeah.
They'll accept that. And right now, the way his estrogen is kicked in later in life, he looks a lot like my grandmother used to, when she was wandering around without makeup on. It's like, oh, same with Steven Tyler and Paul McCartney's got a little bit of grandma look to him. And we were talking about that yesterday at Tactical Black was there's got to be something in food that's turning old men into old ladies. Like they used to kind of grow up to be old men. And now it's hard to tell. If you have a little bit of long hair as an older man.
Bon Jovi's.
You're an old lady. Bon Jovi's not that old yet. But, I mean, you're talking like the 70-year-olds. Robert Plant. The Aerosmith guys. Yeah. All of them. It's like a gaggle of grandmas up there on stage. It looks weird. Kiss.
Oh, Kiss, definitely.
Kiss, I mean, Paul looks like an old lady.
He sounds like an old Jewish grandma when he's on stage.
He's got a lot of old lady grandma in him. And, it's just strange. And it's got to be something in our food. Because old women are getting older and bigger and starting to look like dudes. And old men are starting to look like women. And then Amy is the champion of Jeopardy. I think we're all getting all mixed up here. My only question, I had this discussion with a person who is in a family with a trans brother, sister.
Okay.
Not sure which way it started.
Yeah.
Brother, sister, I'll say. And I said, I understand the idea that they were struggling with their gender. And he said, well, it's this. And he doesn't get it. He's like, look, I'm the brother. I don't understand this. But it's something we're not supposed to understand. And I'm like, then why are we being asked so much to understand it?
And if you don't understand it, you're a jerk. That means you
right.
hate.
Why is it that in one breath I can hear, oh, you're not, it's something you'll never understand. Okay. But you must understand or you could possibly lose your job. But I don't.
And I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I won't understand. Or, you know, I'm trying to understand. I can't
live my life knowing what you're going through. Just like you can't mind. But I mean, I really look at you and go, what was wrong with the old way? It didn't make sense to you. And I'm like, okay, that's baffling to me. That's like when Algebra 2 hit me at Dobson High School, and I looked at it, and I'm like, this is something I don't have the capacity to learn.
Here's
I still look
maybe.
At it that way. I do, too. Yeah.
Your last little statement, maybe there's something to this, that when you're saying what was the difference between the old way, maybe there never was an old way.
Not for them. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. It's like the old way was, what was wrong with us saying, all right, we don't get it. I'm not saying the transition thing. What was wrong with the old days of saying, I don't understand that, and moving on? Yeah. But now, if someone doesn't understand you, somehow or another, they're a jerk. And I don't understand anyone. I don't understand the behavior of any human being, really. I look around and go, well, what's this guy's? What is going on here? But I don't have to get out of the car and go, I have to understand you, because if I don't, I make a comment that offends you and the people you represent. Because I don't know who wanders around and thinks they represent entire communities. I don't. Do you?
No.
I mean, the Italians. Oh, I mean, wow. But you do a good job of that. And you really portray the bigotry beautifully.
Whoa. That's why they don't really go down to Little Italy all too often, the trans.
No. No. They don't fit in there.
This is the way it is.
You just hear a chorus of, oh, what we got here? Hey, it's appropriate you're on Jeopardy because I only ask, what's that? So, yeah, I just don't know who actually wanders around and go, I have to tell you. It seems very arrogant to say, I represent an entire community. Everything I do homogenizes one group of people with my behavior. And if you don't understand it, you hate all of us. I'll be the first to say, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I understand that you're going to do it, and I let you do it. Go crazy. Can you understand? It's hard to understand. And it's nothing that you got to allow people mistakes and slip-ups and jokes. You got to allow all that stuff.
It's hard not to look sometimes, too.
I'm staring. And also, you also have to understand that some people won't get it, and you're not going to win them over. And the harder you try to make it a big deal, the funnier the jokes behind your back get. That's just the way humans work. The more you say you can't say that, you can't do that, the more taboo it gets, which means, guess what? It becomes comedy immediately. No, you're not allowed to say that. I can make people uncomfortable with this. Put it in my little bag of tricks. Because guess what I'm going to do next time I have somebody who's like, well, that doesn't make me all that comfortable. I'm like, oh, I've got a couple of jokes in my bag. I'm going to make you cringe. And you're going to laugh at them. Yeah. I'm good at this. So, yeah. Congratulations, Shepherd Chip. But the guy emailed me. He's like, yeah. He said, we as a family don't understand it. We accept it. And I'm like, I do that too. But is it wrong to ask questions? Is it like religion where questions are cancer? Like you can't question it or the person will go back? I mean, doesn't make any sense. So good luck to all of you. But it is still fact that the greatest female Jeopardy champion is a man. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. And that's something you have to accept. I understand it. I completely get that one. I understand it. It's a fact. You have to accept it. The trans community's been through so much. I'm like, yeah, I know. Don't care. The best female Jeopardy champion still is a guy. And that's just, you can argue all you want about in the olden days and Stonewall. And okay, great. Good for you. See Jeopardy last night? Because I'm living in the now, baby. And all of this going on. And I'm watching the news last night. And without a blink, the reporter, it was an internet thing. The reporter, I went and searched this out. It happened January 3rd or December 3rd. Let me find this thing. The date is important to me because it was December 3rd of last year, or of 2020, actually. Do you know what there was a man in Namibia. He's Namibian.
Where the hell's that?
Africa.
Oh, okay. I'll pay attention to that.
It's in Tennessee. He was elected as a counselor for the Omponja constituency.
Oh, well, if you'd have said that, I'd have known. I mean, come on.
Now, Namibia used to be German-owned, right? This is a picture of the man, right? Here's a photo of him. Looks Namibian to me.
Yeah.
His name? Well, he's a, they call him Councilman Uunona, but his name is Adolf Hitler. He is Adolf Hitler Uunona.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's very, it's okay. So they brought him up last night on this thing on the internet. I was watching. Some guy sent me this and said, you know about this? And then I looked. I'm like, this isn't real. Sure enough. And the newscaster's like, that's when Adolf Hitler had to tell us all where he's from. Like, what's going on over there in England? Adolf Hitler is running the council in Namibia. Adolf Hitler is not embarrassed of his name. Adolf is quite a common name in Namibia because of the German background. There's tons of Adolfs running around Africa. I learned that last night. There are Adolfs all over. And he was on, he goes, I'm not embarrassed of my name. It took him a few years to know who Adolf Hitler was as a kid.
We knew what consortium took over the town of Namibia in Germany.
We have an idea of why he's not embarrassed is because his parents were like, your name will be a great, proud African warrior, Adolf Hitler, who came to Namibia. I'm like, what?
Or Namibia, thank you, or Grandpa Rommel.
And it's like, yeah, wow. I'm running for council, and nobody there cared.
There were a lot of troops over there, and the Desert Fox had a
Germany
when it ended.
Owned that nation, evidently. And they just went around and said, all the kids in Africa are going to get the new traditional African name, Adolf, middle name Hitler, then do whatever you want with that vowel fest you got as a last name.
I bet you their Oktoberfest is just unbelievable.
Oh, it's
going to
be amazing. It's a combination. It's 40s and big steins. That's all it is. It's really, it's just Old English and big steins. Adolf Hitler, Uunoma. But the guy doing the thing on the news was like, Uunoma's been around for a long time. And he decided to make a difference. His name was the only thing that held him back because his name is Adolf Hitler. I'm like, yeah, you can't be a politician and have it. You got to change it. You can't be. I mean, we had enough trouble with, you know,
the OG
Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, yeah. The OG is.
Yeah,
I mean,
we had a problem with that one.
But if somebody was running for city council
under that name, under
in Scottsdale,
kind of, yeah,
and his middle name's Hitler, you're like, okay, I'm questioning that your parents might have had some influence on your background that I'm going to find out the hard way still lives in you.
Yeah, if someone for running for a city council in Gilbert's Jeffrey Dahmer,
right,
it's going to be a tough go.
I'd struggle watching like a Formula 4 race because that's all I could think of when that guy was talking. Sounds like a Formula 4 guy coming around the corner with great speed. Looks like he's going to make him. Oh, brilliant. He's come around the edge and taken the lead. Leader in the race now, Adolf Hitler. I'm like, I'm turning it. I can't watch this. He can't lead anything.
I don't want to hear about any Hitler winning any race wars or anything.
Dominant performance out there. Hitler really ran away with this one, didn't he? A pure blitzkrieg of speed on the track. It felt like there were bombers in the air. The other cars just left to waste. It was like, wow, this Formula 4 driver is really excited about a Namibian councillor named Hitler.
There he's doing the victory donuts. The fans are saluting
fans
Adolf
going
Hitler.
Crazy, cheering quite loudly in unison for Hitler. The chants have begun. It sounded like a Formula 4 guy. He's very big. Because his name is Adolf Hitler. Uunoma. Yeah, it's not. It's Adolf Uunoma, but his middle name is Hitler. And he was elected 2 years ago. How did this get by anyone to the point, I guess nobody pays attention to Africa, that's how you have to get attention in Africa, if you name yourself Hitler. I will get us attention, trust me. I believe he is our guy. If we elect Adolf Hitler, the world will notice. And that's why they've done it. Hitler has gotten great, great, great deals from other countries, purely out of fear.
It's amazing that there's no backstory even before. I mean, because it's not like he's that old to begin with when he was born.
Adolf Hitler or this guy?
This guy.
Yeah, no, he's in like his 40s.
So
they knew. I mean, everybody knew.
Their town probably thrived after the war.
He said he admitted that his father had named him after the Nazi leader, but said probably didn't understand what that exactly meant. His father naming him Adolf Hitler, naive to the entire Hitler situation, just thought it was a cool name. He said, it wasn't until growing up that I realized the guy wanted to subjugate the whole world. I have nothing to do with that. You know what's going to be great? And I will pay for this. If he wins, And I don't know when their elections are in Africa, how they work, if they put up signs in people's yards. But that means he's going to have to go for re-election. And if I could get a re-elect Hitler banner, I know I could sell that to a few people in this country, probably Tennessee people. A re-elect Hitler would fly next to the Confederate and the F. Biden flag out the back of one of those trucks that has flagpoles ready in it. I don't understand who does that.
And we want to do it in the colors of red and black.
Well, yeah, that's the Namibian flag. Although a little disheartening, as his first move was to help with education. Second, eradicate the Jews. Adolf Hitler, new councilman in Namibia or Nambia. Who cares? It's Africa. Yeah, Adolf Hitler. It's a thing.
I'm just wondering if they put that story under Tuck It Away. Best you can, yeah. Because of the white supremacists.
Yeah,
we'll
oh, my
see
God.
This.
We're going to move to Africa. It's Africa's worst nightmare. You're going to get a bunch of interested white people that want to come over.
We don't want them here. They just show up and say they love our leader.
But I do now want to, like, even driving to work today since I watched that guy. I forgot his name. I got to find this news. It's one of those British news things like we've got that, like, I want to say The Guardian, but The Guardian's too popular.
Yeah.
You know the ones where people have their, you kind of tell it's the guy's house, but he set it up like a newsroom.
Okay.
So he's doing stuff at home.
Yeah.
And the stories are very serious. But it made me drive to work today going, got a guy in front of him. Will he get around? Oh, he's made a brilliant move to the left. He's gone around the competition like a bat out of hell, Meatloaf. Wonderful. Great driving. Will it end? No, he's run into a bit of a jam. And I, you know, play by play my drive to work. Coming down the 51, it's a speedy ride in this morning.
Let's throw it to Jackie Stewart.
Let's go to the side and see what's going on in the pits. Jackie.
He's got a great lead right now. We don't know he's coming in, but what he does, we'll be first to tell you.
Great work, Jackie. While you were talking, he's run into a bit of a jam again.
The Dunhill race team.
It's such a Formula 4. But I kind of ask myself that question now. When would I accept Adolf Hitler's name back in society? Like
without
American
a
Idol,
brain, like
right. I don't think you can get past
I don't
it.
Think I think it's there.
A full 80 years have to pass again. Although, now hold a tick. This next generation, kind of stupid.
Say the least.
I had my O.J. Simpson shirt on the other day, and it says "Lady Killer." And I went downstairs to the girl Emily, who didn't like my Ivan Drago shirt because it had a hammer and sickle on it. And she's like, that's a communist shirt. And evidently she's against communism to the point where she remembers the USSR, had no idea who Ivan Drago is. Never once has she watched a Rocky movie.
Communist.
She stopped me the other day and she goes, I was born in 97. And I'm like, yeah, but you know what the Soviet flag looked like. So there goes your argument. Well, I don't know. I've never watched a Rocky movie, so I don't know who Ivan Drago is. You don't need to make fun of me. And I started laughing. I'm like, yeah, I do. And I'm going to. And then I had my Lady Killer shirt on with O.J. Simpson's face on it. And she walked by and looked. And I'm like, you don't know, do you? And she goes, Martin Luther King? And I'm like, yep, well-known Lady Killer. Well-known Lady Killer. So I say,
well, wait till you go down there with your...
The go-to Negro, yes. As I like to say. It's Adolf Hitler Usanoma. That's who's on my shirt. But yeah, when I saw, like, you were born in 97. So you've dismissed the world prior to your birth. That's this generation of people who say, oh, when I was born, that's when everything started because that's what Instagram and my parents tell me. I'm the most important thing, so I don't need to know about the past.
Do you think if you went down there with a shirt and it said, had the picture of man, it said Genghis Khan,
that people
would you
angry?
Have anything there? Yeah. I mean, because that's going
he was
back pretty far.
Pretty terrible Hitler-like guy to some.
Right. Let alone, I haven't heard too many, I don't know, I wanted to check, like how many people were named.
Genghis
after
Khan.
That, or just Genghis, or
Adolf.
You know, maybe it's
there,
popular.
There's my guy.
Wasn't this guy? Was it this, yeah. This news report?
Yep.
I don't know if this is it or not. Hang on.
The Namibian
no.
election, but says he has no plans for world domination.
They have to ask. That's the thing about running for office as Adolf Hitler. It's like, some of your ideas seem good. Do you have plans of world domination, Adolf Hitler? What do you think Hitler would have answered that with? No. He's going to say no.
And you know some news outlets have messed up not having the real picture, and they put Michael Jordan up during his Haynes days with the little mustache.
Yeah. But that was, you know, and all I just kept doing, I walked around being the English, but what's Hitler's angle? You know, you have to ask all the questions. A reporter would say, we asked Adolf Hitler if he had plans of world domination and how he felt of Jews. And it's just a funny thing to say.
Though. $2 billion budget on trains.
We're going to rebuild the infrastructure of railways. Hitler raised some eyebrows.
Again, nothing to do with...
Asked again, you know the connection between your name, the real Hitler, and train travel. Hitler was unaware.
The Blitzkrieg Project.
We followed up with Hitler's next gem, Jetcraft. The current Adolf Hitler, again unaware of the ties back to jet engines and the bad Hitler.
Amazing youth program.
Yeah. He also believes that a good African is blonde and blue-eyed. It's just so strange. The simulation broke a few years ago, and if I could, I don't know where I found it. It was in a wormhole of Adolf Hitler stories. And trust me, searching African Adolf Hitler, you get a lot of history, and then you get this guy. So you got to throw in the Noma. But the guy who did the report,
And don't we have, on the exact relatives, I think, live here in the United States.
They did a documentary about the Hitler relatives, and some that don't want to change it because they want to keep the tradition alive. Some that added like an S or an N or something.
Tommy Hitler.
Yeah. No, they had that kid in Kansas. It's like, I'm all in. Great-grandpa had a thing, and he's still a Nazi and all that. There's like 13 of them that are direct descendants of Hitler, and most have said... It's Hitler now. We've gone away. I'll take the... If you're going to change your name from Hitler to something else, don't be so close that we can go, did you say Hitler? No, it's Hitler. Okay. I'd change it to just Hitman. I think that nobody's going to say, Hitler, oh, that's an... you Tommy Hearns? No, that was his nickname. I'm the Hitman. If you're going to change your name, pick a cool thing. Don't go so close to the heritage. Like, I just don't want to abandon that too much. There were a lot of good Hitlers.
Come over here, Hitler.
Yeah. Hitler and Hitler is Himmler and... It's too close to all of them.
Yep.
We asked Adolf about his wife, Eva Unoma. Did he see the coincidence? He was unaware. History, not a thing. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure we're 80 years out before you can start naming people Adolf and not really get a reaction. But maybe I'm wrong because Emily downstairs, and I will allow her. As I've, you know, she represents an entire group, we'll say, and there is a group of people, I don't know if she represents them, but they exist, of people who are bright and have jobs and do their jobs really well, but believe that if they were born in 1997, there's no reason to know anything else. Because I told her, I'm like, so it was Clinton's blowjobs, that's when the world started? That's when you, like, have an interest in it? I know about the Beatles? Well, yes. I'm like, so your argument goes to crap. You pick and choose the things in history. And then when you don't, you're just like, it's your fault for thinking that things before I was born mattered. Like, you know, and I even told her, you know about Hitler. Everyone knows about Hitler. Hitler Unoma? No, I don't know that. Well, let me in to enlighten you. Born into a family of black Nazis, Hitler Unoma. Like, what? But he was adamant in the interview. He's like, Adolf is a name very common in this area. Okay, because the Germans used to own it back in the day.
That name, I don't think 80 years is still going to be enough for anybody.
No. I don't know.
Don't worry.
Because there's still Benitos. He didn't have the same power, but there's Benitos. And that one didn't get the stigma, and it should probably maybe not even in Italy.
Yeah, but he didn't have the stigma that like you said that Hitler had.
But he didn't have
concentration camps.
Yeah, but he should be worse because he was the dude who said, "Cool, can I be part of it?" I mean, he was actually
he was
worse.
An idiot.
He wasn't. He was the.
He was protecting his land. He's like, I better align.
Yeah, exactly.
What I think.
Yeah,
is
but
the
he
champion
was
right
Hitler's
now.
Toady.
Oh,
which makes you worse, really. This is all news to Emily. She didn't know who we're talking about because she was, 97. It's like, Hitler, what? But you'd still, only Italians would name a kid Benito.
You don't even see that really anymore.
It's a cool name. Ben. You can switch it up. Adolf can be Addy. Adolf. Dolph is good. Dolph.
Yeah. Dolph Lundgren.
Is Adolf Lundgren or is it Dolph Lundgren? I wonder if he's a real Adolf. Germans straight away from that because they really tried to distance themselves from that guy.
And Dolph is Maybe that's just the Swede name, too.
Yeah, he's Swedish, so yeah. I don't know if Dolph is a Swede name or not. I know a couple of Dolphs.
I got a Rolf.
There's Rolf, R-O-L-F. That's,
yeah.
If it's a P-H, a lot of the times, it's Swedish, because we had a Dolph. Not Adolf,
that's
but
right, true.
Dolph.
No, his real name is Hans.
Hans.
Yeah. Oh. Hans Lundgren.
Hans Hunter?
Lundgren.
Oh, Lundgren. Yeah. Tomorrow's story, quite thrilling. We're going to have a great time with an ice cream maker named Jeffrey Dahmer.
You know, 20
What's
years
in
from
this
now,
cream?
She'll have a t-shirt on walking by the...
Emily?
And she'll, yeah, and she'll have a Voldemort on her shirt, and that person will have no idea what she means on that.
Well, I don't know what she means. Voldemort is a...
From Harry Potter.
Well, I know, but it's...
But I'm saying you're... As far
you're
as you're
comparing him to Hitler?
No, and the movie of not knowing
oh,
who...
Oh, sure, sure. I see what you're saying now. Yeah. You're just throwing it in there that somebody won't know that.
Yeah,
sequence.
Why would sure. I go back and see that?
But my point being, she recognized the USSR flag.
Yeah.
She was aware that the shirt I had on represented the Soviet socialists. Not aware of Ivan Drago. Because of her age.
Yeah.
I'm like, you haven't seen Rocky IV, but if you're going to take the time to dig into the Russian-American battles, that the Cold War, you should know. What fixed it was Rocky fighting Ivan Drago. I mean, that was when it ended. Like a year later, it was over. We didn't have a Cold War. Gorbachev saw that. He was there. I saw the movie.
Send in Stallone.
The last hour is a documentary of the fight. And that's Gorbachev. And he stands up clapping, basically saying, I'll do this for you, Sly, because I want relations to get better.
She said, I thought Rambo did that. Well, he did.
I have to say, the single worst argument you could ever have, it's if you say, oh, I was born in, and then you throw your year in, what you're saying to the person you're speaking to is, I'm dumb. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm uneducated. I don't know anything about anything. Oh, okay. And I'm not saying Rocky is your high bar for education.
I would argue that.
I would too. But I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm thinking it. I've run into that, but this has to be one of the first generations that does that as their defense mechanism for when they don't know, to try to make you feel bad, because they've been taught older people are dumb. If they're older than you, they're probably stupid. They don't get it. So they look at you and they're
just watch any Disney or Nickelodeon show.
Because basically what they're saying
are always dumb.
Well, that's the indoctrination that my friend Thomas said back in Europe they did in the 60s and 70s. All the kids shows were like, never listen to your parents. They're stupid. And then bumbling idiot dad would come stumbling in and never have an answer, and the kids had everything solved. But they've been told for their entire lives, if they ever question anything before your birth that doesn't matter to you, they're dumb. And what they are is brilliant.
Well, it was 10 years before she was born-ish?
Right.
I mean, we were born in the 70s. We seen movies in the 60s and the 50s and stuff like
that. My favorite movie of all time is from 1954, Rear Window. I think it's the best movie ever made. Why not open your eyes to things before
Absolutely.
You're born? It's better. Oh, my God, Rocky. I was born on a thug. So you don't like being in conversations at all with people outside of that group? Like, you can't intermingle with other people because they're dumb? Because they know stuff about before you were born, which is so important.
It is weird, though, as you get older, you become more and more into history a little bit.
Yeah, but it isn't even history. It's just knowing things that are Americana, pop culture.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think it all falls into that you – maybe it's appreciation of it, or it's like, wow, I grew up this whole time not knowing this.
Yeah. I don't know. You never said it. I was born in 65. Like, if an old person said that to you, it's like, well, we had a guy named Frank Sinatra. I was born in 65.
Why do I need to know that?
No, I don't know that far. Well, he's still alive, you know. So that's why I'm still alive. Far. What are you doing? What are you talking about? I just don't have an argument, so I'm just going to make you feel like it. Well, you shouldn't be talking about things before me. There was an Earth before this group of people was born. I don't think they know that.
Yeah, it's flat.
Oh, duh. And we can fix that. I mean, us and Greta Thunberg. You guys rocked that. We're fixing that. And then on Fox last night, the best thing I've seen in ages. This seemed set up, but they interviewed one of the leaders of the Reddit thing that has 1.5 million followers of a place that, like, we don't want to work anymore. We want less work hours, less toxic work, less work, less work movement. And it has, like, millions of followers. Now, I'm all for the idea of less work. I just know the reality of it is going to put me behind the eight ball. So what they're saying is we should get paid a ton of money and do a whole bunch less because, well, that's dumb. And I don't disagree with that theory. I just wonder if they understand how money works, and they don't. And the guy's Jesse Waters was the host, and he said, so how old are you? And he said, and do you have aspirations of being, like, having a job? And he said, oh, I have a job. And he said, how many hours do you work? He said, I want less work hours. I work about 20, 25 hours a week, and that's plenty. I'd like less work hours. And I think that's just better for people to have, like, less work in their life. It makes a better life. And he goes, what do you do? And he goes, I'm a dog walker. And he goes, how old are you? He goes, 30. And he goes, do you aspire to be more than a dog walker? And he goes, I love dogs. If I wanted to be a dog walker for the rest of my life, I'd be fine with that because dogs are wonderful. But I don't want to do that, like, I don't want to have to do that in order to live. I want to do nothing and have somebody else kick in and take care of that. And that's what we're saying on this Reddit page. He was a fool, and he was put on a platform with a spot. And you're almost like, but there's 1.5 million people that are, like, in on this. And Fox is making it a much bigger, like, all of them are in. I guarantee you, like, 600,000 of people on there are like, this is hilarious.
He's missing.
Yeah, it's funny. But the guy went on TV to say, no, like, anything less than 20 hours is good. You should probably have to do something. It's essentially what he said. But I should be getting like 150 grand a year just because I'm alive. And, you know, like, it should be somebody else's deal to get. I'm like, where do you think? And he's like, where do you think the money comes from? We've got loads of it. Yeah, because a lot of people here work. You get taxes and the like. All right, thanks.
I graduated from Harvard, and I want to walk dogs.
Well, you could see he was in his mom's house and all that. It was funny, but it was pathetic.
30
years old walking dogs for a living, and he's started a movement to say, you know what? I've got life figured out. All these other suckers.
It makes sense because he's like, well, it ticks all the things. I have 20 hours a week.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got a great relationship with your mom and she doesn't care if you move out or not, and there's going to be a lot more of those. Single moms don't want the babies to leave. There's going to be a lot of dog walkers out there. I mean, I was born in 97, so, man.
And it qualifies. It's like I could get – this movement says I can get more money and work less. If I could just be 15 hours a week walking dogs, I would take it.
That sounds
and get
great.
Paid the same money.
That sounds amazing.
I'll sign it.
Look, I'm the first guy to admit my hours aren't hard. But you try it. You do this every day for 20-plus years. Jesus Christ, it's not easy. I'm good at it.
It doesn't necessarily – it doesn't stop after hours.
No, yeah, we always have to justify that, but I don't anymore. I'm like, yeah, people are like, you work 4 hours a day. I'm like, you do it. I'll do your job for a week. You do mine for a week, and you'll be begging to be back in that office for 8 hours. This is not easy.
Imagine going on the trip and saying, you know –
yeah, this everyday thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe 3 days a week, 5 hours a day. I'm good.
Also, I'm changing my name.
Can we go at 9 a.m.?
You know,
yeah, there you go.
I just thought of something, and I might go to trip with us after. To go in with my British accent, because that's what they love, have the radio name of Adolf Hitler, and be the new morning show at KDKB. Good morning, it's Hitler in the morning. Hello, how are you? And then just act like you're not really aware of what it is.
First rating spike they'd ever had.
They love English, like... That alt-lives, gay people love a British man. They just do. And if you just go in the matter-of-fact your way through the morning show as Adolf Hitler in the morning, you'd get ratings.
Let's run over there during the break and try
I'll
it out.
All my all the breaks here.
I'll be
here.
The Desert Fox.
You'll be out. You're my traffic guy. Let's not do the exact same show here over there with me just being British Brady. I'm going to need a new crew. No offense to you guys. Not dragging you over there, too, with your dad jokes. People will see through it.
I just threw it out there looking. I was just looking to help out. Never mind.
This character's very real to me. Your Desert Fox would be doing,
I was out there looking at owls.
I'm like, it's the same guy as the other station. And then you'd start making jokes about Jews.
I've got lots of voices,
no.
John.
You would be like, why did John do this with Brady? It's a total dead giveaway. Not that they wouldn't know it's me, but I'd be immersed in the character. And I look over and I see you telling dad jokes as Himmler. It's not going to work. I'd have to have a gay.
Recreate. I'm an actor, John.
I would like to have two morning shows going gangbusters at the same time. Holmberg's Morning Sickness and Hitler in the Morning. Welcome once again to Hitler in the Morning. That's Imagine Dragons. Imagine if Hitler had dragons, would have saved a lot of money on the brick and mortar. let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.